You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
Opening kickoff brought to you by Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Kickoff taken at about the 15-yard line by Mountain Home, the return across the 20. Across the 25 to about the 28-yard line, it was Caden Williams with the return, and the Bombers will start at about their 27, 28-yard line to begin the game.
Caden's going to learn the more kickoffs he returns, the harder he needs to bust it up in there. Doesn't hurt near as hard if you're running full speed as if you are waiting for something to open. Something will pop open. You just got to hit it hard.
Bombers will operate right to left here in this first quarter of action. White road uniforms, blue numerals, and gold trim. The Goblins in the blue jerseys, white numerals, gold trim, and the white pants. T formation for Mountain Home on first down. That gives the first man through Hirschberger. He's into the secondary at the 40, the 45, the 50. Finally pulled down from behind at the 45 of Harrison, the quick hitter, a big gain for Mountain Home.
Well, that was a good job running at the bubble right there. You look at that bubble on the line of scrimmage where there's no defensive lineman. Good hard dive right there. And that's what you got to have out of this formation. You got to hit the hole quick. You got to hit it hard. And it's got to be straight.
A 27-yard pickup for Hirschberger on first down for the Bombers. Gage had 47 rushing yards last week. He's already got 27 on his first carry tonight. This is Hirschberger again, played better this time by the Goblin defense. Still going to be good for a 2-yard gain to the 43.
And once again, that's not a bad play right there. You come back and repeat the second play, and that's not bad football at all. If you make 27 yards on it the first time, make them stop it before you change something. You'll see that off and on that long run into that bubble on either side.
Junior Williams, if you remember last week, was injured late in the ball game in the fourth quarter. Did not get cleared until this afternoon. So he has not practiced all week. In fact, he's not in there right now. Handoff is to the fullback, and this is Bojay, who's in a fullback. And LeBrock is going to take it to the 36-yard line to pick up a 7 on second down.
Good job that time. Once again, blocking down by the offensive line up there, that left side, and a good give right there. And Bojega had his knees up high, running the ball hard.
Third and one here for Mountain Home. You got two chances to make this one. Jones into the ball game now for the Bombers. He's playing some of wide now. In fact, he's split out wide to the left side. Out of the tee, it's 3rd and 1 for the Bomber offense. Initial drive of the night. The give is to Bojay. First down run for the Bombers. He takes it inside the 35 to the 34. Before he's pushed backward, he needed one. He got two.
That's two first downs, Brad. That's what we talked about earlier. You know, you have a little success right in it. It does wonders for your offense. And a great job for your defense.
So a fresh set of downs. The Bombers with the ball at the Harrison 34-yard line.
Junior checks in. Let's see how fresh he is tonight.
Yes. He's in at that fullback position for Mountain Home. And you know Harrison's watching for him. And handoff inside
ball.
To Hirschberger. Fumbles the football. And Harrison celebrating. Let's see what the officials say.
It pops straight up in the air. Somebody put a helmet on it. Not sure about the handoff.
Harrison football. A fumble by the Bombers, and the great opening drive ends with a fumble. Ball recovered by the Goblins at their own 35-yard line.
Once again, we showed we could move the football against them. You know, they didn't stuff us right there, and now it's time for the defense to step up, and they're going to spread the field a little bit and play in space.
Ben Johnson, the junior quarterback, and we've got a whistle and got some movement up front. It looked like about half the team was ready to go on that snap, and about half were not.
It was like a college game that night. It looked like the referee made the call. Everybody moved but the center.
So that'll back the Goblins up 5 yards, back to the 30 with our first penalty of the night. Something the Bombers did a good job with last week. Only two penalties. They were both delay of game penalties. So first and 15 for the Goblins. Motion to the top side of the field. Handoff is fake. The pass is complete to the man that was in motion. A little screen to the left side is complete. And pick up of about 7 on the play. Complete to Colin Ballard.
You know, they ran a little motion that time. We didn't show any adjustment, so that's something they were looking to see, I'm sure, see if we adjusted to the motion. how we're going to play it defensively. You kind of change the strength of the offense that way.
Pickup of six at second and nine. Here's the delay handoff. This is Husky coming to the near side. Cuts it upfield. Bounces off a tackler. And he has a first down run just across the 45-yard line.
Well, we did a good job that time making him put his foot down and turn back to the middle. You don't realize how important that pursuit is coming back from the inside. You know, you got to pursue to the football and be there when he cuts back.
Out of the pistol this time after the 9-yard pickup, it's Husky again running to the right side and stood up. Nicely played by the front of the Bomber defense, and it was Aaron Talbert that led the way that time for the Bombers up front.
Well played by the Bombers that time. Made Husky sidestep in the backfield. Whenever you can make a running back stop his forward momentum, whether he runs sideways or takes that sidestep right there, you got a chance, and we did a good job.
Boy, he got a pretty good spot with his forward progress, a 2-yard gain, so it's second and eight.
Remember where we're at, Brad.
That's right. Five receiver set now, empty backfield. As Johnson is back to pass, we've got a whistle, a timeout, Mountain home.
We didn't line up right. You can tell by looking at them that we didn't line up right. They had beat it by alignment, and the coaches caught it and got a timeout.
8:41 left opening quarter. We're scoreless from Harrison. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We came to Arvest Bank to see what makes it different.
They're more than just familiar faces inside the bank. They're familiar out in the community, too.
It's like a small-town community bank, even though it's much larger than that.
When they talk about experiences, I talk about Arvest. When they talk about people, I talk about Arvest.
Everyone says hello. Literally everybody says hello.
It is really, really imperative to have community organizations step up, and Arvest always does.
Arvest Bank, our customers say it best.
8:41 left in this opening period. The Bombers and Goblins scoreless so far. Harrison with the ball there. First possession of the night. They're looking at a second and eight from their own 47. Out of the empty backfield, Johnson down the middle, wide open as Husky. This is going to be a touchdown. Husky was 3 yards behind the nearest defender. And a touchdown for Harrison. The Bombers had a linebacker trying to cover Husky out of that slot position, and it's a 53-yard touchdown pass.
Well, that's a tough matchup when you put a running back like Husky in the slot out there, and you run him on a seam pattern just right down the middle of the field. And you know, lots of times linebacker got their head in the backfield, and it's just a tough matchup.
The extra point on the way, and it is good. 8:34 left in this opening quarter, 7-0 Harrison. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Can you imagine that there are kids who don't have enough food for dinner, who don't have clothes for school, who live in houses without electricity? Hi, I am Micah Spaulding. On behalf of my parents, Captain Jay and Jamie Spaulding, thank you for being so generous to the Salvation Army. Because of you, the Salvation Army can make a difference in the lives of so many in our community, including kids. Thanks for helping us do the most good.
The boys are in a real pickle here, Gene.
Lots of talk going on in the huddle there, Roy.
Well, it looks like they decided on a play.
Wait, what's this? Are they setting up for the hot springs?
The hot springs? We haven't seen this formation since 1918.
Yeah, that's the same year that Babe Ruth hit the mammoth home run during hot spring training. They're headed to the line. And there's the snap.
To learn more about the rich sports history in Hot Springs National Park, visit hotsprings.org.
Fair catch. Here's the kickoff. It's going to bounce, taken by Williams at the 20. Middle part of the field at the 25. Turns it up and gets to at the 29. And that's where the Bombers will start this drive.
Well, they're just pooch kicking it. And somebody's got to fair catch that ball right there. Don't let that man come from the inside the 10 all the way up there.
So Harrison, after recovering the Mountain Home fumble, takes just 4 plays to go 70 yards. A 53-yard touchdown pass from Ben Johnson to Gabe Husky. 7-0 Goblins. Mountain Home second possession of the night. Moved the ball well in that first possession. Out of the tee, and the give is to Hershberger. Boy, he is leveled up front by big Hayden Vanderpool. Bob, we talked about him in the pregame. What a force he is. And boy, he just made a solo tackle there at the line of scrimmage.
That was Swartz that time. Hershberger's on the left side.
Gotcha. Swartz with
Swartz
the
on the right side. He's not near as big as Hershberger is, so when they hit him, it looks a lot harder than sometimes than it may be.
Aldridge in now at that right halfback position. Junior's going to get his first carry of the night. He bounces off one tackler across the 30. Out to the 33. He'll pick up three on the carry. It's going to bring up third at about six.
So that's a good play we want right there. We can't have negative or 0 yards on anything. Everything's got to be a positive. You know, try to fall forward and make something good out of it.
Third down here for Mountain Home. We'll see if what they want to do play-wise. Dawson Tabor was 2 of 7 through the air last week for 26 yards. Had one pick. Third and six here for Mountain Home. Tabor to pass. It's incomplete and through the hands that time of Thaler Lavelle, one of the defensive backs, and he should have had a pick six right there.
He should. The receiver and the quarterback weren't on the same page. Tabor was throwing a little out route, and the receiver broke in, ran inside. One of them didn't read the coverage correctly.
Shaver and Husky will be the deep men for Harrison, waiting for the punt from Dylan Pausch on fourth and six. With 7:16 left in this opening period. Pausch gets the kick away. Good rush. This is going to bounce inside the 40, inside the 35, down to the 33-yard line. Good job by Pausch.
That's a good job. They put the rush on him that time. Good job of kicking away from the dangerous return man, getting a good that's what they call the rugby-style kick. We just kick it in over in. You see that more often. But a great job of kicking it away from the return people and getting that good roll.
34-yard punt that time from Pausch. And the Goblins will take over at their 34-yard line. Operating left to right. Johnson will keep it on that read option, tries to bounce it outside, and the Bombers played that pretty well. He's going to have a gain of about a yard and a half. It was Aldridge there to make the initial contact for Mountain Home.
Good job defensive that time of keeping your eyes on us and staying there and staying home. No place to go for the quarterback.
We'll call it a gain of one. Brings up second and nine here for the Goblins from their own 35-yard line. 6:42 left in the opening quarter. Out of the eye this
cut
time.
Back. Here,
comes Husky to the near side. Boy, he accelerates so quickly through the hole, out to the 45-yard line. It's good for a 10-yard pickup and a first down.
Well, that's a good football play right there where you fake the ball one way, give it to the back, like Husky come back with two pulling linemen out in front of him. The only way to stop that is to recognize it's defensive. Here comes same play again.
Husky to the right side, cuts it back across midfield to the 49 of Mountain Home. A 6-yard gain as they go no huddle and they moved quickly to the line. They're doing the same thing again. They're not allowing Mountain Home to substitute or to try to get the defense set.
They're running back to the weak side of the field. We've got more. Obviously, we have more people on the strong side, and they're blocking down. We don't have. Oh.
Here's the fake handoff, and rolling out to the left side is Johnson. Fires is complete at the 40, the 35, down to the 33-yard line. Colton Shaver on the receiving end of a first-down pass from Ben Johnson.
Right, good job that time, Johnson, rolling to his left. Not many high school quarterbacks do a good job rolling to the left, but he did a good job of squaring his shoulders and putting the ball right out in front of the receiver.
19-yard pass play. Johnson threw for 188 yards, a couple of touchdowns last week against Pea Ridge. They threw for 212 and rushed for 288 last week against Ridge. High snap. Johnson pulls it down, hands it off to Husky coming to the near side, changes his direction, goes back to the left side, breaks a tackle, breaks another one, fights his way down to the 20. There's a flag on the far side, though.
Well, we had him
this
stopped right there.
Back, I believe.
For no gain right there in the.
The flag's back at the 34. The play went to the 20. It was a 12-yard pickup. But the flag's in the backfield. The officials are talking about it now. The Mount Home coaches were clapping and celebrating. They I couldn't quite hear his call. The officials mic'd up. It was something illegal
I've never seen that hand signal.
I never had either.
Two fists together.
But it goes back to the spot of the foul, which was the 34.
And it's a 15-yard penalty.
Okay, so it brings it back to the 49. Oh, goodness, he walks off 17 yards.
Right, where you go from the spot of the foul, and it was 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, so five. It should have been it was at the 34. Should have brought it to the 49 of Mountain Home. He took it to the 49 of Harrison.
Are you complaining?
He walked off 17 yards.
Are you complaining?
Oh, my. Well, your brother's out there with a white hat. He should have caught that.
I loaned him my shirt tonight. Motion.
Here's Johnson to pass. Screen pass. This is Husky. Has it at the 50. He has some running room. Husky is into the secondary. Husky breaks a tackle. He's on his feet at the 10. 5. Touchdown. Harrison. Wow. It was first and 25, and the Goblins score from 51 yards out. Second touchdown pass from Johnson to Husky. First one was 53. This one is 51 yards.
You know, sometimes when you're playing man, if you can't account for all those people and a lot of people get run off, then it's tough to stop.
So we'll break with 5:11 left in this first quarter. 14-0, Harrison with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The number one ranked community college in the United States is right here, and you can be one of their many success stories. ASU Mountain Home has classes for everyone, be it business, healthcare, information technology, and you can stay close to our gorgeous rivers and lakes as you get your degree from ASU Mountain Home, the number one community college in the country. Look up your future at asumh.edu.
Five 11 left here in this opening quarter, 14-0. It's Harrison with the lead. The Goblins, 2 possessions, 2 touchdowns. They get set to kick off again. Maxwell Payne, the junior place kicker. High kick's going to be taken at the 17-yard line by Caden Williams. At the 25, bounces to the outside, and then he's going to hit and fumbles the football, but he recovers himself at about the 30-yard line. Got hit from behind, and actually it wasn't him that recovered. He was recovered that time by Junior Williams, who pounced on the football.
When you got to hang on to that football, and you got to expect big collisions on a kickoff return like that, that it's coming, and we need to be more aggressive.
So first down here for the Bombers from their own 31-yard line. Joel Wells, head coach of the Goblins. Boy, he's had success everywhere he's been. In fact, I don't think we talked about this in the pregame. He's in the Missouri Football Coaches Hall of Fame. Was elected in 2014. Spent 28 years in Missouri. Kickapoo, Nixa, and also Liberty, Missouri. Here's the handoff to the first man through this time. And a pickup of about a yard on the carry that time by the Bombers.
Nice.
It was Swartz
on
the
carry that time.
Wells in his fourth season here at Harrison, 20-13 his record coming into this year. He was raised out of Marshall. He's a Searcy County boy. Second down and 9 coming up here for Mountain Home from the 32. The give is to Junior Williams, falls across the 35, and he's down there. The Marcus D down at the 35, so third and about 6 coming up.
Good job running that little bit wider right there. Of course, the defense, the alignment dictates where you run that. Even man in front, it goes a little wider towards the bubble, and odd man in front, it's a little tighter.
4:05 left of the first quarter. It's Harrison up 14-0. Bombers' third possession of the night. Jones back in. He's split out wide to the right. Third and 6. And the ball kept by Tabor. Now the late pitch. And a first down run for Mountain Home. Swartz has the carry again. Out to the 45-yard line. And a first down, Bombers.
Good job that time. On the pitch, Tabor did a good job of reading the fullback, getting the pitch out quick. Good job of blocking by the wideouts on the far side. And once again, plant that foot and get up the field.
So a fresh set of downs here for the Bombers, their third first down of the night. From their own 45 with 3:31 left in this opening quarter. Harrison up 14-0. Junior gets it on the give. Out across the 50-yard line to the – he winds up at the 47, and they mark him down at the 50.
Well, he kind of hit and rolled a little bit.
He must have.
A good play right there. Once again, that same play they're running, and Harrison not doing a real good job of playing that. Of course, Harrison's not very – other than Vanderpool, they're not very big on the defensive front.
So second down and 5 here for the Bombers from just about a ball length inside the 50-yard line. And a whistle and a timeout Bombers, their second timeout of the half. 2:54 left in the first quarter. Harrison leads at 14-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing, continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.
When it comes to heating my home, my water, cooking meals, or drying clothes, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable option. It costs less to use than most other energy sources, and it's easier on the environment. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. But if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. To learn more, visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits. CenterPoint Energy. Always there.
Second down here for Mountain Home. Second and about 5 from the 50-yard line. The ball given to Junior Williams, and I mean he was met even before he got the handoff that time. Harrison read that perfectly. Spring up 3rd and 5. No gain on the play.
Looked like they may have run a little stunt right there.
Third and 5 for Mountain Home. Lost about a half yard on that play from just outside the 50-yard line now on the Mountain Home side. Tabor will pitch it on the sweep coming to the near side. Schwartz cuts it back in and has a first down run. Takes it inside the 45 to the 44. Nice cutback by James Schwartz, the junior running back, and picks up the first down.
Once again, another quick pitch by Tabor, which is a good job right there. Get it to the running back because you're running to the short side of the field. No sense running yourself out of bounds. And Schwartz did a good job of planting his foot and getting up the field.
2:07 left in this first quarter. The Bombers down 14-0. But driving, they've moved the ball well on their first possession and now on this third possession. Ball given to the first man through. Hershberger down to the 40. He'll pick up a quick 4 yards on first down.
Well, Harrison stunted that time. They tried to bring somebody off the edge on a split inside. That really, that doesn't help you very much when you run them between the tackles.
2nd and 6 coming up here for Mountain Home.
Harrison's trying to confuse us a little bit. Sometimes they'll line up in a 3-man front, and other times they'll throw 4 down there.
Here's the handoff, first man through. That's going to be Shod, who's back into the ballgame. He'll pick up about a yard to the 38.
Once again, that makes it 3rd and about 1, 2, 3, 3.5. You got 2 downs to make this, so, you know, just don't turn it over and have positive yards right here and get a good outcome.
Ball at the 38, officially a 2-yard pickup for Shod on the carry, so it's 3rd and 4 here for Mountain Home with 48 seconds left in this first quarter. Bombers down a couple of touchdowns. The give is to Junior Williams. He is hit immediately. Vanderpool with another big play for the Goblins.
Oh, he stunted right into that there. Just, you know, that's just a good guess on their – not a guess, but a good coaching call for Harrison to stunt back to the weak side of the short side of the field.
Bombers will let the clock run out. They'll figure out what they want to do on 4th and 4 coming up. as the end of the quarter has arrived. 14-0, Harrison with the lead at the end of one. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!